Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is 345, Substandard Charting or Fraudulent Charting. Is the charting merely substandard? The attorney tells you she has a suspicion that the medical record has fraudulent charting. She thinks the medical documentation of healthcare providers may be incomplete, untimely, illegible, or incorrect. I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly Legal Nurse podcast shows. I've found altered medical records, and know there's a good chance you might also. You know that substandard documentation may itself result in an untoward outcome for the patient and thus factor into a medical negligence suit. However, what makes it substandard is that it is due to a reason other than a desire to deliberately destroy, suppress, or otherwise tamper with medical records. In other words, it's the motive behind the charting that counts. In podcast 344, Dr. Stephen Cohen spoke about some of the colorectal cases that stood out in his mind because of the failure to recognize complications. Suppose the healthcare provider went into the medical records after the fact and altered the information. That becomes fraudulent charting. Incomplete charting may be substandard charting or fraudulent charting. Incomplete documentation might occur when a healthcare professional begins to document on a medical record and then is called away to do something else. A brief note written under the pressure of time may be interpreted as an inattentive interaction. Notes that are ambiguous or too brief include entries such as okay, looks fine, or review of systems within normal limits. The incomplete notes may contribute to a negative clinical outcome when the missing information would have been important for others to know. Untimely documentation may result when the medical record is not available for charting. Although this is less common now, since more documentation is electronic. The dictation of a history and physical, operative report, consultation, or discharge summary might occur too long after the events in question. Sometimes the physician does not dictate the discharge summary within the required 30-day time frame because the hospitalization is lengthy, and it's difficult to set aside the time needed to perform this task. Hospital administration may suspend the admitting privileges of physicians if they habitually are late in completing discharge summaries. Reports dictated too long after a complication lack credibility, whether the outcomes resulted from negligence. Here's another issue: illegible handwriting. It's a major source of frustration for all those who must rely on being able to read medical records. Although you see less of handwritten medical records in acute care, they're still prevalent in other settings, such as long-term care. Unreadable handwriting may affect the clinical care of the patient. Malpractice carriers report that illegible handwriting may lead to some of their most expensive and difficult-to-defend lawsuits. Incorrect information may appear in medical records. Wrong information is entered into the medical record because of distractions, fatigue, or other factors. Errors and inaccurate charting may result when the medical or nursing staff begins to document in a rote manner. For example, I read a chart of an elderly woman being treated for a hip fracture. A note written by a student nurse and co-signed by her instructor referred to the patient as a male intravenous drug abuser being treated with methadone. Staff might incorrectly complete forms due to lack of education about the correct use of the form. Agency personnel or new employees may not have received education on the use of the documentation system. Supervisory staff is responsible for overseeing the documentation of workers to ensure that they are correctly using the forms. One of the responsibilities I had when I ran a hospital nursing staff development department was to teach new employees about the facility's documentation standards. Other healthcare providers who need this kind of orientation include temp workers, rotating interns, residents, and so on. Problems in charting develop when forms are used for the wrong reasons. They're introduced without education on the use of the form. They're redundant with other documents in the medical record, or they're too complicated for the staff to use. Incorrect charting also occurs when transcriptionists make errors and the physician does not take the time to review dictated reports. Some doctors ask a transcriptionist to stamp a report with the words "dictated but not read," in the belief that this disclaimer excuses them from correcting errors on transcribed reports. In fact, such a disclaimer may increase liability. Suppose the doctor does not review a record that contains dictation errors. These errors injure the patient. The plaintiff attorney may assert that the doctor was too busy or too unconcerned to ensure the accuracy of an operative report, history and physical, or consultation report. Let's talk about suspicious charting. Healthcare providers may feel compelled to write detailed addenda to the medical record after they learned a patient was injured or was considering a malpractice claim. These notes, while probably accurate and legitimate, look suspicious and self-serving. Risk managers hate them. Often the late entries include more examination details, lengthier notes about treatment, discussions with the patient, and post-treatment advice than was originally documented in the record. Risk managers call these panic notes because they're almost always written after the healthcare provider learns that there might be a lawsuit. They advise physicians to not give in to the temptation to add or subtract from the medical record. And now we move on to duplicate information. At times, information is charted in more than one place and is inconsistent. The inconsistency raises questions about which are the accurate data. The legal nurse consultant's role is to spot inconsistencies, inaccuracies, and other evidence of substandard, suspicious, or altered medical records. The attorney's role is to determine the significance of these issues on the case. Before we continue the show, let me ask you a question. Suppose the attorney called you about a nursing malpractice case. You have no firsthand experience in that clinical area and need to know enough to give the attorney proper guidance. Where do you turn? The fourth edition of Nursing Malpractice brings you a wealth of information and resources for your case. This is an extensively revised and updated edition that covers the spectrum of the nursing process, from patient injury to lawsuit. It's packed with tips and techniques and is in two volumes. They reveal a comprehensive overview of nursing responsibilities and standards of care. I edited this text along with my co-editors Barbara Levin, Kathleen Ashton, and Victoria Powell. Lawyers and Judges Publishing Company is the publisher. These texts are an outstanding reference for the attorney, legal nurse consultant, insurance claim adjuster, healthcare risk manager, or healthcare facility leader involved in a nursing liability claim. Order your copy at the show notes for this podcast at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. Now let's return to the show. In the first part of this podcast, I explained how you can spot substandard charting. Suspicious charting goes one step further to raise questions and concerns about the medical records. Being detail-oriented pays off. A legal nurse consultant told me this week of a case in which a nursing home nurse rewrote an entire month worth of medication administration records. She signed her initials for all three shifts, all 30 days. No one noticed this except for the LNC. In a California case, a woman claimed she specifically stated she did not want instruments such as a vacuum used during delivery. The obstetrician used a vacuum to deliver the baby's head during the cesarean section. The child suffered intracranial hemorrhaging, severe brain damage, and blindness. He will probably never speak or walk. The obstetrician amended his dictated operative note by hand and then again by dictation to reflect the use of the vacuum and what he believed to have been the pressure used. The labor and delivery nurse amended the mother's chart and the labor and delivery record to reflect the use of the vacuum. At times, information is charted in more than one place and is inconsistent. The inconsistency raises questions about which are the accurate data. The labor nurse noted higher pressure settings than did the physician's report. The hospital reached a $3.5 million settlement prior to trial. A defense verdict was reached on behalf of the physician. Substandard charting or fraudulent charting greatly complicates defending a medical malpractice case. Always let the attorney know if you see suspicious charting. No one likes to be surprised by his or her adversary. Give your client forewarning and encourage an investigation into your concerns. Be sure to include the invaluable textbook Nursing Malpractice in your library for instant help with nursing malpractice cases. Order this book at the show notes for this podcast by going to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Save a whopping 25% by using the code LISTENED in the coupon box at checkout. We have all kinds of resources for you at legalnursebusiness.com. Build your skills, get new ideas for your business. Check out the webinars, teleseminars, courses, and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Would having an experienced LNC business coach help you achieve your goals faster? Explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. Deepen your LNC knowledge and skills through the convenience of online learning. Each month, we bring you two or more hours of online training covering two LNC topics. Invest in the monthly webinars at lnceu.com. Watch the programs on your computer or mobile phone using our BizEdu app. And you can get the app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.